Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to respond to a 911 call that was made from a residence on Dolly Varden Road in Blue Lake near Lord Ellis Summit on Thursday afternoon. The ensuing investigation resulted in the arrest of three men in what is being described as a home invasion robbery. The 71-year-old victim, along with a 60-year-old neighbor, were confronted by three men, one allegedly armed with a shotgun and one with a pistol, while the third was seen with a machete. Deputies report that the 71-year-old male victim and his neighbor had confronted 46-year-old William Parks, 43-year-old Leonard McCovey, and 34-year-old Tierney Perry, who emerged from the bushes, brandished their weapons, and demanded the man hand over his marijuana. The sheriff's office reports that one of the men called for the other two to just shoot and kill the victims, but instead they threatened him with the firearms, allegedly sticking their weapons under the chins of the men and demanding that marijuana. The victim complied, and the three suspects fled the scene with the stolen weed and a stolen motorcycle. Their vehicle was spotted and trailed by both sheriff's deputies and CHP officers into the parking lot of the Blue Lake Casino, where they were contacted and arrested. Deputies found some of the marijuana but did not locate any firearms or the stolen motorcycle, and McCovey, Parks, and Perry were all booked into county jail on numerous charges. Emergency personnel were called out to Highway 299 last night after a two-car collision near mile marker 34, a collision that resulted in the death of an adult male driver. That driver was headed westbound when he reportedly drifted into the oncoming lane and into the path of a vehicle driven by Judy Lynn Beaver of Forks of Salmon. The two cars collided, and although airbags deployed in both cars, the driver sustained injuries. Beaver suffered minor injuries, but the man in the second vehicle suffered major injuries and was trapped in his car and had to be extricated by emergency crews. A medical helicopter was dispatched to the scene, but the man died before that helicopter arrived. The collision closed down Highway 299 for more than an hour, and the identity of the deceased is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. A Caltrans employee who was performing traffic control duties for a construction crew on the Murray Road overpass in McKinleyville was struck and injured by a vehicle driven by an 84-year-old McKinleyville resident on Thursday afternoon. The Caltrans worker suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries and was airlifted to Santa Rosa Medical Center for treatment. The CHP is investigating the cause of the collision, and impairment is not considered a factor. The CHP reports that the driver was headed westbound on the overpass when, for unknown reasons, he left his traffic lane and struck the worker. The overpass remained closed for several hours while the investigation was carried out. It's daylight savings time weekend, and that means unless you wish to wake up an hour early on Sunday morning, you should remember to turn your clocks back 1 hour before going to bed on Saturday night. Daylight savings time goes into effect officially at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Arcata Fire Protection District responded to the 1100 block of Silverado Avenue in McKinleyville on Thursday after a report of a residential structure fire. Firefighters arrived on scene and located a small fire inside one of the bedrooms of the house. They entered and quickly contained the blaze. Fire personnel spoke with the homeowner, who said that she had lit a candle next to her bed, left the room, and fell asleep on the sofa. She woke up to the sound of her smoke alarm and discovered the fire burning on the mattress and spreading up the walls. She and her daughter attempted to extinguish the fire, but they were unsuccessful and fled the house. The homeowner and her daughter sustained minor injuries, and the damage to the property is estimated to be about $15,000. Residents and drivers in McKinleyville should prepare for temporary road closures beginning on Monday as County Public Works performs a realignment project on sidewalks and streets. Westbound traffic on School Road from Bouguenig Avenue to Highway 101 will be detoured onto Central Avenue, while eastbound traffic on School Road will not be affected. Use caution when transiting the work area and follow the detour signs. And Green Diamond Resource Company gave its $40,000 Chairman's Award to St. Joseph's Hospital to help finance its cancer care campaign. The cancer care campaign is a fundraising effort to purchase two new linear accelerators for the hospital, and the goal of the campaign is to raise $2 million. And that's the news on this Friday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.